they have in the 12th grade. I had it in the 7th.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now your teacher can. Now your teacher, he won't hardly be able to fail as physical for you.
Well, I'll go look it up. And see, I know what you're talking about.
Well, let's bring it out. Also, listen, since now I done been working out something for you.
Oh, he had that on there. You better hurry.
Oh, well, I want to fail. They'll look it up if they catch it on that. They look it up. You can't catch them, kids. Another little thing.
He won't hear this for a while. There's a bunch of us doing this.
He may be graduated before he hears.
Yeah.
Well, now, you tell him it's going to conclusion there. I say, I want to spell as fist. So I'd like to hear that spell. And then another thing, I'd like for you to spell hoarseness.
Hoarseness?
Hoarseness.
H-O-A-R-S-E-N-E-S-S?
That's hoarseness. That's right. You know, plenty of them couldn't spell hoarseness.
Because
of that A and E.
Because they spell it like a horse? Like
that's
a
right.
Horse, yeah.
Now, cob.
C-O-B?
That ain't cob.
C-O-B-B?
That ain't cob.
Like a cone cob. Cone cob.
I always spell it C-O-B.
Mm-mm, well, that's the little city over there, cob.
The cob over that little city. I turned out about 25 school on the little wood cob. We
it's
grew
like
corn.
A cone
corn.
C-A-U-B?
Corn, right?
I don't know. How you spell it?
Well, what I'm talking about
C-O-B-E?
Now.
C-O-B-E?
No, sir.
You got me.
Well, when I went around to these schools, for one or another, they couldn't spell it.
Well, tell me.
C-O-R-B.
Cob.
You look in your dictionary.
C-O-R-B?
And he'll tell you, C-O-R-B.
I never
But pretty of them every time he says C-O-B-B.
That's the cob, like
yeah.
The little station cob.
Yeah.
But to spell cob is C-O-R-B. But plenty of people say C-O-B-B, they argue, that's right. But you get the book and show it to them, it's C-O-R-B.
I'm going to try and catch them. I'm going to look that up.
Well, you find it, it's C-O-R-B.
All right.
That's right. C-O-R-B.
You know, we used to call them spelling bees. Did you ever call them that? Or spelling matches?
No.
That's what we had, spelling matches.
They had spelling matches, but later years, you know, I learned spelling bees. You know.
Bees, yeah.
What we call spelling matches is get all the high grade students and put them together. And the one that could stand out along us, he would get the prize, but the most of the prize he'd get was most of the girls, and if you outspell, you won't go get it, they're going to give it to girls, whether or not the trustee was going to see the girls get it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fair, but they would give it to them.
Yeah. Well, girls always get the best things, don't they?
Girls, they would give it to them. They couldn't make it.
Let's hear it for
one. Or some of them whisper to them. Some of them hand me a note, a little note, telling us. They want me to put it on and hand it back to them, and I have to do that to let them spell it. So they cry if I spelled it.
And they could?
They could not feel sorry for some of them. And on the teacher said, look out there, you better straighten up there, you better not tell it.
Oh, well, that was probably.
And I was there, I just take a pen and stick it around. I want to catch the other one and slip it one to the other until it get to the one who wanted to spell it.
Well, you probably had, this was back before you were married, and you probably had all the girls.
Oh, that was a long time. That was a long time back then. All of them say I was a mighty good-looking boy. No, that's the God's truth. The girls had me to place. I didn't hardly how to go to church.
Now, they got
to
have all that on
them. Well, I'm telling the truth.
Does his son look like him? That was one of the sons. Right over there, right?
Yeah, he looked like me, that one
dude. He does? I was wondering if maybe he looked like him.
He got a lot of them like him.
Yeah, you have a lot that favor you?
Mm-hmm.